These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to Qayshi Tapes. This is episode 105. I'm John Yula with the mighty Favaz, and today's interview is an interview that Favaz did with Hulk Hogan.
The Hulkster. Hulkamania is running wild, John. Look out.
That's
it almost
hit
you in the head.
Oh, my gosh. I'll duck.
All right. I don't remember why he was calling. Or no, he was in the studio. I don't remember why he was there.
Did he come with a big entourage?
I think he had one person with him at least. It was a thrill. I remember a lot of people wanting a picture with him. I got one with him for sure. And he was a really, really nice guy. I don't remember why he was in, though. And I'm sure we talk about it. But, it was a big deal meeting Hulk Hogan.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah. The guy's a superstar beyond belief. If you're somebody who's not into wrestling, you still know the name.
Yeah.
You know, at very minimum.
Yeah. I think we talk about that early on, too.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. This is Favaz with Hulk Hogan. It's a quite a, 15-minute interview?
It's a 15-minute.
Yeah.
Buffalo Springfield.
It's Qayshi 95, Real Rock Radio. It's Led Zeppelin A to Z today. Hulk Hogan is here on LZ A to Z. Hulkamania is running wild.
Brother, everybody. brother, Qayshi 95. I feel like I'm alive, man. I got to do my Hulk Hogan thing for a minute. What you don't realize, big brother, is this town. You're in a place that made history because back in the day before Hulkamania was born, when I was a little teeny Hulkster, brother, wrestling was territorial. They had Florida wrestling and Georgia wrestling and Canadian wrestling, California wrestling, and all the greatest wrestlers once every 2 or 3 months would come and they would converge the body, mind, the spirit, and soul, and they would land in the Chase.
That's right.
The Chase Hotel, and they would wrestle and tear it down. And once they tore the walls down there, then they ended up at the Kiel Auditorium, you know, and then they ended up at another.
And they never did really tear it. Well, I guess they did kind of.
Well, I think he was just speaking sarcastically, but I think I remember seeing him at Kiel too.
Yeah.
Big building, the Checker Dome or something, but this is wrestling history. Okay, that's it for Hulk Hogan. Anyway, I had to get that out of my system, brother.
Hey,
but it's great to be here, man.
Good to have you here, and we'll just touch while you're here, but then I really want
to. But you got
to
realize, Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart,
Jimmy Hart is here.
We're still alive.
Jimmy Hart was there.
Jimmy
wow.
Hart.
Yeah, now I kind of remember.
Well, Jimmy Hart, wasn't he a wrestler too?
I don't know if he was a wrestler. I didn't even know if he's dead.
I thought he might have been.
Look him up.
Might have been a wrestler.
I don't know.
Turned manager.
I don't know.
Sometimes just by name, I'll get Hulk Hogan mixed up with Rick Nature Boy.
Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair. They have similar speaking voices. Don't all the wrestlers have similar speaking
voices?
Yeah,
they all do that crap.
Well, but I mean, they kind of talk with a roughness.
Jimmy Hart says American composer. Why? Professional manager? He is alive. He is 77 years old.
I'll be darned. But he wasn't a wrestler.
Well, it says professional wrestling manager, executive, composer, and musician.
Oh. No, I don't want to hear any of that.
We're still alive, man.
Yeah. When he said Jimmy Hart, I was like, I couldn't remember. And then as soon as you walked in, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you thought he was dead, didn't you?
I actually did. Awesome. Yes, Hulk, we just thought he was now.
So
this TNA Lockdown 2010 is going to happen April 18th at a venue you've never been to, Hulkster.
Yeah, it's the Family Center, right?
The Family Arena. Charles. And tickets will go on sale tomorrow morning at 10. And
I'm kind of torn, brother, you know, because this lockdown, every match in a steel cage, barbaric beyond belief. Family Center? I like it. Let's go with it, right, Jimmy Hart?
It's beautiful.
Expose the kids to the horrendous nature of
Family Center, he's calling his Family Arena.
Yep. Oh, what's that? Oh, my email.
That's your email.
How do you close that? I didn't even open it. I didn't open my email. Now it's opening.
Well, no, don't click on it.
Close it. Back to the interview. Here we go.
No, that's cool, man. This is one of the crazy pay-per-views that TNA has. You know, I'm kind of torn between every match being in a steel cage. I wouldn't have ran down that road, but since it works so well, I'm on the team because TNA is innovative, man. They've got all kind of new stuff going on.
You know, now, TNA, what was that?
That was another wrestling league, per se. It was different than the WWE, which is popular right now.
A different phony wrestling league. Oh.
I know a couple things about this wrestling business, you know, but they've got this edge going. They've got the talent. They've got the momentum. And that's one of the reasons I came here, because TNA is kind of like where the future of this business is going.
Is TNA still around?
I haven't heard about them in a while.
Yeah, no. I mean, you don't hear anything at all. It's got to be all WWE anymore.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who else? Is there a competitive league out there?
I don't know, John. I don't.
We need a
I don't follow wrestling.
We need a damn wrestling expert with us.
Patrico. For the point, he is a wrestling nut.
Hmm. You want to pause and go ask him?
Be here in St. Louis to have my first pay-per-view on the road, be locked down and be in here. I might just have to climb one of those cages, brother.
Hey, let me ask you something. Did you come up with the name TNA?
No, I just went to work there a few months ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah, okay. They've been around for a few years, right. 5 or 6 years now. But, and they were like the little engine that could, and they were an upstart company that just their whole foundation was wrestling. It wasn't entertainment. And they kind of fought their way up, and they've hung in there. And because Dixie Carter and her dad have been so dedicated to stick with TNA through the...
Dixie Carter.
That sounds like a country artist.
Yeah.
Highs and lows, and now that Spike TV understands what a great product they produce, that name's been around for a while. It's total nonstop action, so get your mind out of the gutter.
But I'm just saying it.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It's hard not to think of TNA when you hear TNA.
It says TNA was a professional wrestling tag team in the World Wrestling Federation. TNA Wrestling, that's with Ted DiBiase and...
Ted DiBiase, I
remember
him.
Remember him? Yeah. I don't know. Let me continue, please. Yeah.
Works very well, don't you think?
It's great. I love it. And we've got an edge, man. That's what's so different about our company. And what's so cool is now that I'm running the show, brother, I can put life into all these characters that are just getting ready to round third base. I know how to shove them around the corner. And the fact that on March 8th, we're going live on Mondays, every single Monday, it's kind of like history repeating itself, except we're going to make history because, you know, we banged up the WWE the last time I did this when I worked with Ted Turner. Mm-hmm. We spanked him for 2.5 years, brother. And this is not going to be history repeating itself. TNA is going to raise the bar for where wrestling should go. And I predict Mondays are going to be dominated by TNA.
Although right now we think they're out of business. But
I don't think it's being dominated by TNA.
We're going to fight every week.
Hey, Harry, get him. Get him.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Hurry. Hey.
Patrico.
Tony. Here.
Oh boy.
Tony Patrico.
No, we're doing Hulk Hogan, my interview with Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
that
nice.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he talks about TNA wrestling. Is TNA, because he was promoting TNA at the time, that's why he was there. Is TNA still around?
It is around in some fashion. TNA turned into Impact Wrestling.
Oh.
So it is around, kind of like a minor league, I guess you could say.
So it's not dominating as Hulk predicts in this.
No. It fell off very quickly, And financially is kind of why it failed. They put a lot of money up front, got a lot of big names.
Yeah.
And as soon as those big names got older and retired, they had nobody to support it. So it kind of went away really quickly.
Wow. Just like, I guess Hulk Hogan has himself kind of gone away, isn't he? I mean,
You got it.
Yeah.
Hmm. I told you he would know.
Yeah.
I mentioned you like 2 minutes ago and you just walked by. All right. See ya. Okay. All right.
Woo!
See?
We're like the little engine that could, and we're fighting the monster. And every week, we're going to keep fighting and fighting and fighting until we chop it down.
Didn't work out that way.
Going to be on Spike. Is that what you
said? Yes, sir. Spike Network. Spike. Monday night started March 8th. We've got a couple Thursdays to go. Jimmy, my hotel room better have Spike TV tonight, or there's going to be a serious problem because the show's on tonight.
You know what? You better believe it. We're going to check into it
right now. Jimmy. Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart.
And Chris, I'm having Jeremy.
JB, if I got Spike TV in my
house. We're going to make it happen. All right, awesome.
That went
awesome. Who the hell is that?
Speaks, people jump.
Bro, I can't miss Spike TV tonight.
No.
I mean, I'll go to all the local bars in town and find it if I have to. But anyway, tonight we're on Thursday. Next Thursday we're on. And then after that, brother, it's Monday nights, March 8th, and we're coming. We're going to take over the world.
Who's gonna... Did we ever establish what year this was?
We haven't yet.
No. Be at this at the one at the Family Arena in St.
Well,
Charles.
Well, we're going to have all the huge stars. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be there like the sheriff, you know, the watching what's going on. Ric Flair is going to be there. AJ Styles, Samoan Joe, one of my favorite wrestlers. The Pope is going to be there. He's our next superstar.
The Pope. Who knew the Pope was a wrestler?
I am shocked at that, you man.
That's amazing. I guess he brings the hosts with him and the chalice.
Brings the holy water, throws it in their eyes, and,
yeah,
and,
says
and stomps their head.
Says a quick mass and then kicks some ass.
This is my man. Of course, Flair, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Mick Foley, Kurt Angle, the Olympic champion. We've got a huge roster of stars there. We've got some knockout champion girls that are going to be there. You know, we've got...
surprises.
Yeah, well, wait, we can't tell them that yet. But that's cool. It's going to be huge, brother.
Tomorrow.
Jimmy Hart sounds like a little.
Yeah. Little runt.
Yeah, running around in the background. Hey, don't forget to tell him. Hey, this. Hey, what's going on, Hulk?
Don't forget he was a manager type. So.
10 a.m. They go on sale. Once again, the date is April 18th.
Yes, sir.
At the Family Arena. Nice, wholesome family action.
I like it, brother.
Can you hang for a minute? Can I take a break?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right. We're going to take a quick...
I'm going to take so much Hulk at one time, Hulk. Oh, you understand that.
There's a lot to talk to him about.
Single. I ain't got nobody telling me what to do anymore, brother. But hey, I'm single, dude.
But you have such a history.
Oh, he's single, but he's going to get caught up in some marital stuff in the future.
Yep. St. Louis, I just want to throw some stuff out at
you. Brother, throw whatever you got. All right. I'm used to dodging fastballs.
All right. The Hulkster is here. More with Hulk Hogan in just a second.
Did he set a record calling you brother in the shortest amount of time?
No, that's fine. Oh. Whatever Hulk wants to call me.
Could a soda realtor. Text keyword spring to 40951 right now, and that's what's happening.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Favaz. We'll get back to LZ A to Z here in just a little bit, but Hulk Hogan is here, man. Rock star. And not only in his world, but just you're just a rock star in general, don't you?
Brother,
think
I had my day, man. You know, and better days are coming. Everything's cool, man.
You're still looking good. I want to describe Hulk right now. He's got a like a gray T-shirt on. He's still got the pythons pumped. He's got a do-rag on that looks very fine. He's got the Fu Manchu rocking. Looks like Hulk Hogan, man. Looks
ponytail
like Hulk Hogan.
Going on, brother.
Once again, the TNA Lockdown 2010 pay-per-view.
2010.
There you go.
2010. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Family Arena in St. Charles. Tickets on sale tomorrow morning at 10. So it was great that you just brought up wrestling at the Chase and stuff because, you know, I'm 45 years old. When I was a kid, that's what I watched. Harley Race and all those guys, man. And so I would just, you know, back, I think you made your debut right around 1977, something like that.
Yes, sir.
What do you remember most about those Chase days?
Well, Harley Race said, kid, I'm going to kick you so hard, I'm going to leave lace prints on you, so you better treat me the same way. So when I got him down, I kicked the hell out of him. He stood right up and punched me right in the nose and gave me two black eyes. That's what I remember about Harley Race. But I had some great memories. I was really, you know, when you first get started in the business, even though I kind of like was, you know, bigger than most of the wrestlers back in the 70s, and I had I pushed pretty hard to get in those main event matches with Andre the Giant. When I came to St. Louis, there was just something about being at the Kiel Auditorium.
Place was crazy,
dude,
man.
Even being one of the top guys, you were nervous because the greatest wrestlers in the world would converge on this city and wrestle. So there was something magic about being here, you know.
Pat O'Connor. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, Pat O'Connor.
That,
yeah.
So then, you know, so
Von Roschke was always one of my favorites.
That's right.
His move was the Iron Claw.
The Iron Claw.
Yeah.
My first wrestling event was at the old Kiel Auditorium. And back in the day, weren't you the only guy that could body slam Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
And Andre the Giant was at that thing. I saw that this didn't happen, but Jimmy Superfly Snuka was there. I took pictures, but he, the legend has it that the Hulkster was the only one that could body slam Andre.
Was one of the only guys that ever got him up.
Yeah.
And
how much did that boy weigh?
Well, you know, people always said the 500-pound Andre the Giant, but at WrestleMania 3, you know, that was the largest indoor attendance, 94,000 people. We were at the airport in Detroit, and we got him on the cargo scale. He weighed 698 the day before WrestleMania, so he was way up there. I don't know why they always said the 500-pound Andre the Giant. He was never saw 500 pounds. He was always a lot bigger.
He was 500 when he was 15, probably.
Yeah. Funny memory about the Kiel Auditorium when I wrestled Andre in a tag match. It was me and Rocky Johnson, The Rock's dad, or Tony Atlas or something.
Oh, that's The Rock's dad.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, learning something.
Somebody, we were in a tag match against Andre and somebody, and I remember I didn't have a Hulkamania shirt. I just had that gimmick going wide open where I'd rip the shirt.
Right.
So I told the agent or whoever was running the show, I don't care what you got to do. Get a Hulkamania shirt off a fan. Buy it. Say you can meet Hulk Hogan later, take pictures, whatever. And all of a sudden, this agent came back with a Hulk Hogan sweatshirt, right? I'm going, okay, great. So I felt it. I'm going, oh, I don't know about this. So I took the scissors and I gimmicked it, you know, in the collar because I knew I had to rip it. And I didn't know if I could get the sweatshirt. So I hooked up in the ring and I was going, roar! And right when I was pulling the sweatshirt, my arms ran out of length. And I couldn't because it was like stretchy. I couldn't rip it all the way. And right when I got it almost all the way out and I couldn't rip it off, here came Andre and I think John Studden. They attacked us. And so I had this sweatshirt tied around my ankles, you know, like somebody had rope. And I was tripping and falling for about the first 3 minutes of the match, but that was one of my first memories of Andre in the Kiel. He was laughing as he was slapping me around the ring. I couldn't get untied from the sweatshirt, but we had some good times.
He talked like a giant, too. I think that was just natural. I don't think he was faking it, was it?
Yeah. I also can hear Tony Buzicruz in the background.
Oh.
He was our marketing director, so he was in there, too. There were a lot of people in that studio.
Yeah.
And another name that I used to follow back in that, it was Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Brother.
Man, he was something else. Is he around? Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's around, man. He's the Superfly still around. He survived a lot of craziness, but he's still with us.
Really? I think he just recently died.
You're going to make me look it up?
Yeah, look it up.
All right,
I think he did.
Jimmy Superfly.
Wow. So, and then, you know, your life, you've been on reality TV. How was that whole experience for you?
It was cool, man. It was. It seemed like the logical progression of where I should go to try to save my marriage, which didn't work. And it was fun for the kids, you know, and we did a one-hour special when my daughter Brooke was trying to do music, and VH1 approached me and said, oh, we want to do a one-hour special. They had a series of shows called Inside Outs with VH1, so we did one called Hulk Hogan Stage Dad, and it was the highest rated hour, so they came back right away, do you want to do more programming? So I sat my family down and said, guys, you know, they're approaching us about doing a reality show. This is the downside. Cameras in the face. Everywhere you go, people are going to kind of like come up to you, and you'll have no private time. Does anybody want to do it? Everybody at the table raised their hand. And I was hoping to do it because my marriage was already unraveled.
Yeah.
It was pretty much a shambles. And I was thinking that maybe if I got Linda on TV and she could become the star and she could take that number one position, maybe I could gracefully fix things. But nah.
It didn't work.
Who was he married to?
I don't know. Yeah. Superfly Snuka, by the way, is dead. He died 3 years ago.
I thought so.
Over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember who Hulk was married to.
It'll pull up his spouses if you look him up.
Made it worse.
Made it worse, yeah. The show, she became a star and then just got worse then, basically.
Yeah, it's a train wreck. Anyway, yeah, it was awesome.
So besides the TNA, what else are you involved with?
I'm doing a bunch of other stuff, man. I'm actually doing a special with A&E about me.
Right on. Is there a biography?
Well, it's kind of like what's happening now. I wrote a book, and I bottomed out, you know, and I had a couple rough years, but I had 3 days that happened in my life where I really hit rock bottom, and it's kind of like where the book leaves, and it's about me making the decision, like we were talking during the break, of turning everything into a crime scene or taking the high road,
right?
And so I started praying to be happy several years before my marriage, and all of a sudden I snapped out of it. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I became aware of the spirit of Christ in me, you know, and that I don't need anything.
Wow. I never heard that about him, that he turned.
I think that might have been I forgot about it.
Yeah.
So he was married to a woman named Linda, and she filed for divorce in 2007 because he cheated on her. And after a long legal battle, they finally divorced in 2009. He has since remarried.
That's who he's talking about then.
He has since remarried.
He left out the cheating part, though, didn't he?
He's with Jennifer McDaniel, and they live in Clearwater. And this is from a couple of years ago. You know how much Hulk Hogan is worth?
Oh.
Would you like that? Oh, maybe that might be a good...
Oh, yeah, save that.
All right, I'll save that.
Save that for our radio show.
Okay.
All right.
Need I've got everything inside me. I just need to bring it out. And this grateful thing, you know, it's like a vibration when you're happy, peaceful, joyful, and your intentions are honest and happy. I mean, and so all of a sudden I decided to take that high road, and that's what this special is all about. It's kind of like, they don't even have a name for it. It's kind of like the resurrection of Hulk Hogan of how did
Whoa, sacrilegious there.
Better watch it.
Yeah.
I go through all this crazy stuff and survive and start over, and everything is better than it ever was. And that's what this whole special...
Better than it ever was. Talking heads.
...is about is how did I switch gears, and especially now with people not...
They say same as it ever was.
Oh, same as it ever was.
...having jobs and losing their homes and the economy and Obama, you know, not stepping up like we thought he would, you know. Boy, was that a shot. Anyway, you know, it was kind of like...
You can go down to our talk station down there.
Brother, don't get me started. But anyway, it's kind of like... why I chose to move forward, and life is great, man. And that's what this whole thing's about.
And when's that going to be on TV?
I don't know yet. We're heading out to LA Saturday to do some filming, you know, with my son and my son Nick, and at the church.
And the wife I cheated on.
Go to out there, so it's pretty cool.
Hulk, it's been a pleasure, man. Having
brother.
Brother.
Great to be here.
This is great to be here.
All house, these years.
I'm going to start talking to you like
right, stop it
on the radio.
No, don't.
Hey,
please
brother.
Don't.
Man, this is great
this
to
is
have
your
you.
House. What about Jimmy Hart, man? The
Jimmy,
mouth.
And Jimmy too, man.
The mouse. Oh, the mouth.
Mouth. The mouth of the South, John.
He sounds like a little mouse.
Okay, let's hear him.
It was a thrill to see you walk in the door, too.
You know what? I didn't even bring my
there he is.
Megaphone on this tour. Next time, I promise you I will. But
well, that's really good. Thank you.
You know, a couple of great things. Hulk on Spike TV. On the 8th, right? March the 8th, something very special. Can I let the cat out of the bag just
Go
a little
ahead,
bit?
Go ahead, tell him, brother.
Go ahead, tell him, brother.
Can you believe the Hulkster's getting back in the ring where he always should
yeah,
be?
Yeah, right
and,
on.
Teaming up with one of the superstars from TNA, Abyss, taking on Ric Flair, the Nature Boy.
And the Ringworm, Jimmy Snuka.
Woo! AJ Styles. It's going to be an unbelievable night.
That woo kind of scared
Flair,
me, brother.
That is
you know, Ric Flair, you know, and he still is having his day. He's definitely tearing TNA up. But I remember when I came to St. Louis, Flair was always holding court.
Yes, I remember when I was a kid, Ric Flair was just a regular wrestler.
Really?
He hadn't worked up his image or anything like that before. Now the woo stuff and all that. He was just Ric Flair. And he was... his technique was tremendous. That's what the announcers always talked about, how smooth he was in the ring.
And then
all of a sudden I heard he became the nature boy. And became a bad guy for a while, didn't he, or no?
I don't know.
Oh, anyway.
He worked out at the gym that I used to work out in North County. I think he was in town for wrestling events, so he was like, hey, I need to work out. So I was lifting weights, and next to me was Ric Flair. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
When he was a superstar before
he
became.
This was when he was a superstar. Oh. I mean, I was probably in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the dressing room, all the great wrestlers would be around Ric Flair, and he was talking smack. In the arena, all you heard were 20,000 people going, woo, doing the Ric Flair. And then at the Marriott, brother, talk about holding court. Every time I saw Ric Flair, he had a group of good-looking people around him, let me put it that way. And he was always holding court. And then he'd hold court up in the—I can't tell you that. But Rick's always been one of the great ones. So yeah. I'm looking forward to climbing in the ring. And it's, like I said, it's the first night we go live head-to-head against the WWE. And we're making history again. So it's a great time for all of us.
Right on. And how does Jimmy keep his hair so dark after all these years?
Brother, you know, he went over to Iraq, you know, and I got the scoop. I didn't get to go. But Jimmy's son is in the Rangers.
No, he's an 82nd Airborne.
82nd Airborne. Oh. So Jimmy loves going over to Iraq, and his son keeps going over there. And
nobody's answering the question here.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll get to it.
I got the scoop on Jimmy. As everybody was wearing the vest and the padding and the helmets, Jimmy was holding his helmet up over his pompadour. and all the girl wrestlers on the tour, the main thing every morning, Jimmy Hart with his hair dry. Where's the plug? Where's the plug, baby? I need a plug. So I think,
where's the what?
I don't know.
Oh. It's a maintenance thing with Jimmy and that hair.
Hey, it's like the Hulkster. He's got the stash. That's right. What you know him back. I've got the old pompadour up here.
Oh, but, the pompadour.
You know, thank you for
the pompadour hairstyle.
The pompadour, yes.
And Hulkster, I just got to say, I'm so excited because he's doing what he does best and what the people love more than anything. Hulkamania needs to be around forever. He's got another 50 or 60 years.
And if I don't kiss your ass, I won't get paid, so I got to keep doing this.
Hopefully Jimmy Hart can tag along behind him, baby.
Man,
I agree, Jimmy. I'm glad you're getting back in the ring, too.
Thank you, brother. Well, it's kind of a dumb decision. But I kind of got roped into it. You know, I was directing traffic and you know, sticking my nose in the storylines and walking down the ramp and getting involved in front of the fans, and they just called me out. So once you get knocked down and they're kicking the crap out of you in the middle of the ring, the fans want to see you get up. So it's going to be fun, and hopefully this will be the last time I have to lace the boots up, but it's going to be a great night. So.
And that's going to be March 8th
Spike
TV.
Yeah, that's when we go live on Mondays. We're on tonight, brother, on Spike, yeah. So go home and watch it at 9 o'clock, and then next Thursday we're on, but that's our last Thursday. Then we go to Mondays, March 8th. But we're here to tell you about April the 18th.
Right.
Lockdown.
At the Family Arena.
Man, I'm worn out from all this promotion, brother.
Every match is a cage match.
I need a beer and a girl. Oh, did I say that? Oh, brother. Hold on.
Oh, he never cheated on his wife, though. Hey.
What did Jesus Christ think about that? Holy cow.
Hey, we got, we've got a girl. Amber's right here.
Amber Mania.
That's right, Amber Mania.
Oh, yeah.
Amber. Amber was there.
That's
tickets
right.
On sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
And you need to grow the stash in or shave the rest of the hair off
your
face.
Right.
He's taking you. Your hair.
I should have done it for you today. I don't know.
But tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, but I'm going to be in here. You're going to be down at Mike Shannon's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So.
They get good food there, don't they?
They do. They have really, really good food.
Man, am I going to suck up to the owner?
Hulk Hogan, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, brother. Yeah.
And a pleasure meeting you and continued success.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Back to LZ A to Z. It's KC95.
All right. There you go. Good interview.
Yeah, Hulkamania is running wild. You mad? Woo!
Good interview, brother.
Sorry.
All right. Nicely done, brother. Well, there you go. Episode 105 of the KC Tapes. The Hulkster himself. That was a good interview. It was fun.
I like the Hulk. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, you can tell he is a good guy.
Yeah.
All right. That's, as I said, 105 KC Tapes. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
Favaz here. See ya.
Bye.
AMF.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.